chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. And the reason I picked this verse is because of verse 10. So if everyone will stand, we'll read this. And get on, so. This is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good steward of God's various grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To Him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. All right, you can be seated. So this morning we welcome Tom Cockrell from Giddings International to give his report, and I'm gonna let Tom introduce himself. So.
At age 15, Natalia was addicted to drugs. There wasn't much in her life that was going right. Everything soon came to a head when she became gravely ill. Her body could no longer support the lifestyle that she had been maintaining for so long, which was full of sin, chaos, and despair. Natalia stayed in the hospital for over a year, but her health only got worse. Her spine and her heart valve started to rot. She couldn't walk. She couldn't even stand. She was hopeless. She saw no hope for the rest of her life. One day, though, something changed, and she saw a glimpse of something more. Gideon's an auxiliary visited her hospital, presenting her with a New Testament, and then they prayed for her. No one had ever prayed for her, especially a stranger. And I began to read her gifted testament that had been graciously given to her. She shared her fellowship with other believers. And all the while, God was at work physically in her body. He began to heal her broken body and her spirit. It was the Lord who gave her hope when nothing else was there. After Natalia got better, was able to go home, she joined a local church. She became totally healthy. God had completely healed her. She is now married with children. She and her husband, Dmitry, are members of a Gideon camp at their homeland of Russia. And Natalia often returns to that hospital to share with other people in similar situations. I'd also like to share you a story of a young soldier at Fort Jackson. This young soldier was in his infantry training. He had already received orders to go to Vietnam. During the last week of training, the Gideons distributed Bibles, but for some reason that young soldier did not get one that day. Don't know whether he was on KP or what, but he missed getting it. But that night in the barracks, the guys were getting together. They were talking about the events of the day. The discussion of the Gideon present, the distribution came up, and this young soldier said, "Well, I didn't get one. I was not here." And one of his buddies was from North Carolina, who was in the National Guard, was taking his training along with the others. And he looked at this young soldier and said, "Look," he said, "in a week or two, I'm going to be back home in North Carolina in the National Guard. You're going to Vietnam." He said, "I think you need that testament more than me." The young soldier gladly accepted that testament. And he finished his training, went home for a couple of weeks with his family, and then shipped off to Vietnam. For 13 months, that young soldier carried that testament in his shirt pocket. Night and day, whatever he needed, whatever he wanted to read God's word, that testament was nearby. Well, that young soldier was me 51 years ago. This is the New Testament, Gideon New Testament, that was presented at Fort Jackson. I did not get it directly. Again, it came through one of my my buddies who was the National Guard soldier. But this Gideon testament was given to me there at Fort Jackson. And when I was getting ready to leave home, I was looking at the front of this New Testament, and it gave scriptures for certain events, certain things in your life that was troubling. It says here, for leaving home, read Psalms 27. I'd like to read a few verses of Psalm 27 this morning. Psalm 27, 1 through 6. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Again, just think, your contribution to the Gideons may have placed that testament in the hospital there that young lady Natalia was given. Your contribution may also have funded the Gideon New Testament with me. We have an opportunity to share in God's Word. Well, just who are the Gideons? You know, for many of you, when you hear the name Gideon, you think about the Bibles and the hotel Bibles and the hospitals and all. And that's pretty much what I did. Growing up in the home of Southern Baptist preacher, my dad preached at quite a few churches in the area. My grandfather preached at Sarnish Creek down Highway 34 going toward Camden. My brother Mickey preached at Stephen Green here in Winsboro for, I guess, some 12 years or so. My uncle DeWitt is pastor over at Washington Street here. So, I mean, I grew up knowing about the Gideons, knew a lot about the Gideons. But, you know, the Gideons are so much more than just those Bibles in the hotels were there in the hospitals. For since 1899, for almost 122 years now, the object has been to win others to Christ by using Christian business and professional men to strengthen their testimonies, whether it be in their homes, whether it be in their workplaces, in their churches. And as that progressed, and as a natural outgrowth of that, is the Gideons, along the auxiliary, the wives of the Gideons, putting the Bibles in the designated traffic lanes of life, in hotels, nursing homes, and places like that. We also distribute Bibles in schools, colleges. Just this past November, we had a Bible distribution over at USC. Now, with the virus situation, it was different. There were fewer people on campus. There were a lot less traffic around the university. But still, that day, we were able to pass out more than 200 testaments to students there at the University of South Carolina. We also distribute to prisoners, to police, to fire department, as well as men and women in the armed services. As I mentioned, I got mine 51 years ago. In the past 12 months alone, over 37,000 scriptures have been distributed at Fort Jackson. You know, and most distributions go pretty smooth. But I'd like to share one that's a little bit different. I'm a Satanist. I follow the Lord Satan. That's what a young college student there outside of college here in Mexico City was shouting as he saw this group of Gideons. And he was taunting them, and he saw them there. And they gave him a New Testament. And he looked at it, realized it was a Bible, and he said, I'll show you what I'll do with your testament. He took out a cigarette lighter. He started to burn it. But no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't get it to catch on fire. It just would not start. He got quiet. He got scared. And he left. But he came back about 15 minutes later and went up to those Gideons and he said, tell me about this book. He said, it must be superhuman. It must be supernatural. He said, I could not get it to catch on fire. Those Gideons shared the plan of salvation with that young man. And he prayed and accepted Christ as his Savior that day. a Satan worshiper. But you know, the story doesn't end there. This young man left. And as he left, three other college students walked over there to where the Gideons were and said, "What's going on? We know that man. He's a Satan worshiper. It looked like he was praying over here with you." Well, they shared the story. And they shared the story of God's plan of salvation, found in the Gideon New Testament. Three more college students that day accepted Christ because of the work of the Gideons there, but mainly by God's Word being present. The Gideons are organized in over 200 countries, territories, and possessions. We have more than 250,000 individual members. We distribute scriptures in more than 95 different languages. This morning I have a couple with me. I have one here that is in Russian. This could have been the one like Natalia got years ago. I have one here that's a Chinese dialect as well as English. So it's side by side. So if an English-speaking person is speaking to someone in Chinese, they can share together. So the Bible is presented in, more than 95 languages. Well, why do we focus on the Bible? Well, as we think about this morning, need to go back to Isaiah 55:11. And there God's Word says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and shall prosper to the thing wherein I sent it." And I think we all agree in the world in which we live that we need some certainty. God's Word is certain. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty going on now. We got a lot of uncertainty about the pandemic. Who would have thought a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago now, that we would be worshiping this way? We would be wearing masks. We would be not being able to hug, not being able to shake hands, not being able to see our friends and family like we did. What about the civil unrest going on in our country today? So much uncertainty there. What about just the certainty among the division among people? Friends, no longer friends because of political or religious views, whatever it might be, just the uncertainty there. Well, God's Word shows us the way. And if we see that in Psalm 119:105, His Word tells us that Thy Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And again, our path needs to be bright, and that brightness comes from God's Word. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, and unto all good works." Also over in Hebrews 4:12, it tells us, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the entire joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our heart." So God's Word shows us the way. His Word is truth and powerful. I'd like to share with you the testimony of a young man who went to the doctor's office. He had, you know, going to the doctor's office is a pretty normal occurrence for us, but you know, and just saying that until we know more about this story, it's hard to grasp it. But this young man was sitting there in the lobby at the doctor's office, and he was thinking to himself, he was divorced, he was addicted to drugs and alcohol. His life was on a downward trend. He was broken. He was in need, and he saw a Gideon placed Bible there on the little bookcase it had. And so he got it down. He started reading God's Word, and the more he read, the more he needed to read. And then the doctor, they called him and told him to come in for his examination. So the whole time the doctor was examining, he was thinking about what he had just read. And when he finished up, and they released him, and he started going through the lobby. He really wanted that Bible. He wanted to take it with him, but he thought, "I cannot steal the Bible out of the lobby." He said, "I can't do that." So he went home. He had seen in the Bible that it was placed by the Gideons on the cover. He looked up and found the Gideons, the local Gideon camp. He called them and explained his situation. And that person on the Gideon he talked to said, "You go back to the lobby, take that Bible," he said, "we'll replace it." And so that's what he did. He went back, he took it, he took it home, he read it, he studied it. He became a Christian, and now he's a Gideon in Florida. His name is Mike Cook, and he's at Fort Myers Camp in Florida. So with this in mind, that's why the focus of the Bible is the Gideons, is distributing God's Word. And as we think about this, all the funds that are donated go to the printing and distribution of God's Word. Every time someone gives $10, 8 copies of God's Word is distributed around the world. Think about how often we waste $10 on something. But every time someone donates $10, 8 copies of God's Word is distributed around the world. You know, as Gideon, you know, we cover our own expenses. There's no reimbursement. We're an extension of the local churches. Churches like Bethel here this morning. You know, together with churches like yours, we exist for this association to distribute God's Word and to spread the message of Christ around the world. Last year, we were able to engage more than 73 million souls around the world with good news. As a result, we see lives transformed, souls are saved, not to the glory of the Gideons, but to the glory of God. Aren't you glad that God allows us to have a small part in that? What can you do this morning? As we sit here in Winsboro, South Carolina this morning, we ask you a prayer. As Gideons, we need you to pray for us. We need you to pray for us every day. As a matter of fact, we encourage you to put a note card or something in your Bible, so when you're doing your daily devotions, if you would pray for the Gideons, we would appreciate that. Also, this morning you'll have an opportunity to make a financial contribution to the Gideons. If you'll be given an opportunity. If you're not prepared to give today, in your bulletin there's an insert with an envelope, and you can mail it in later. Again, all those contributions go to support God's Word. You can also choose to be a part of the Gideon Card Program, where you can just have Bibles donated or in memory of people. You should have these available to you, and these are a great way to make a contribution and then let a family know that you're giving in memory or in honor of someone today. You can do that. Matter of fact, the Bible that I have with me this morning was given to my family in 1992 in memory of my father-in-law, Mr. Burnett Ross, worked at DuPont for many years. And this Bible here was given in memory of Mr. Frost. So you can do that this morning. You can use the Gideon Card Program. You may also want to consider being a friend of the Gideon. And basically, that's where people who are not members of the Gideons, but they like to support it, either as a prayer partner or financial partner, you can do that, and we can give you more information on that. And get a copy of the Bible app. You know, just as when I got my New Testament many years ago, at the front of the New Testament there, gave me certain scriptures to use for certain situations. The Gideon Bible app gives that access to you. And you can get these, and you know, most people have a smartphone. You can download this, and it gives you access to God's Word anytime. It also has a place on there where you can look for different situations and different scriptures to go along with that. So that's available. And finally, if you're a Christian businessman or professional man and would like to strengthen your own testimony, to consider joining with the Gideons, we'd be glad to share that information and talk with you at the church. And then God's Word is eternal. As we think about why we focus on God's Word, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, it says, "The grass withereth, the flowers fadeth, but the Word of God stands forever." You know, don't have a lot of things in this life that we know of today that is eternal. Most things have a limited life or for a short span, but God's Word is eternal. And with that said, I'd like to ask you to take a trip with me this morning to Abuja, Nigeria. I'd like to share the testimony of a hotel manager there in Abuja. Ran a hotel there, and one day a beautiful young lady checked into his hotel and reserved a room for several days. And so she checked in. At the end of the first day, housekeeping came to clean the room. But the door's locked. They could not get in. So they didn't think that much about it. The next day, at the end of the day, they went back to service the room. Still the door was locked and not able to get in. So they went and reported to the managers and explained the situation. And he said, well, let's give it one more day. If we haven't seen or anything from this young lady, we'll break in if we have to, and we will make sure that she's okay. Well, before that could happen, the next morning, this young lady who had checked in, she sought the manager. She said she'd like to talk to him. And she said, I'd like to thank you. She said, I checked into the hotel 3 days ago. She said, I'm a Muslim, I'm unmarried, and I'm pregnant. She said, as punishment for my situation, my family have said they would put me to death. And she said, I decided to take things into my own hand, and I would come here, check into your hotel, and I would just take my own life. She said, but I found the Bible. A Bible said, placed by the Gideons. She said, for the last 2 days, she said, I've been reading about a man named Jesus. Been reading about the way to be saved. She said, I have accepted him as my Savior. She said, so I want to thank you for having that Bible in that hotel room. She said, now I'm ready to go home. She said, regardless of what happens, regardless of what my family does, she said, I know where I will spend eternity. And she said, I'm ready to go. You know, friends, that's why we're here today, reminding you that all of us can have a small part in the Gideon ministry. At the end of the service, again, you would be given an opportunity, if you would so desire, to contribute to the Gideons. I'd like to thank Pastor McManus, the congregation here at Bethel, for allowing me to be a part of your service today. May we pray. Our Father, as we come this morning, we thank you for the opportunity to be in this beautiful church. We thank you, Lord, for these people. We thank you, God, for the support that they have shown the Gideons in the past. We thank you, most importantly, God, for the work they're doing here in this community to be a lighthouse for the people in Winnsboro. Father, we pray that you would just bless this church, this pastor. Bless them in all that they do. And God, all the churches around the world today that are proclaiming your word, we ask you to be with the work of the Gideons around the world, that everything that's done, God, might bring glory to your name and for your will. Again, we thank you. We ask your forgiveness. We just pray that you would just be with us in all that we do. For it's in the precious name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Amen.